Annette Bening and Julianne Moore play a lesbian couple raising a family in the new movie The Kids Are All Right. Their everyday life is interrupted by the appearance of their children's sperm donor. Film critic David Edelstein has this review.
In 1967, in Guess Who's Coming to Dinner, white Catherine Ross brought black fiancé Sidney Poitier to visit parents Spencer Tracy and Katharine Hepburn. And though the film was a creaky sitcom, it captured something of mainstream culture's imminent upheaval. Now comes Lisa Cholodenko's The Kids Are All Right, another situation comedy, a stupendous one that shakes up our way of looking at the family. The parents are a same-sex couple, Nick and Jules. They're women. And the guess who comes to dinner is their anonymous sperm donor, located by their two teenage children, Joni and Laser. Each mother carried a child, so they both received his contribution, but neither expected him to be an influence on her kids. Annette Bening's Nick is a doctor and more the authority figure, and Bening wears a short, fluffy haircut, lowers her voice, purging its tinkle, and presents to her kids a mask of stability, of someone who values structure above all. Nick doesn't articulate her political agenda, but it's implicit that two moms can create a home that's every bit as traditional as one with a mother and father. She is admirable, but also a bit of a pill, and Bening has a genius for illuminating the gap between the facade and the person underneath, desperately trying to hold the mask in place. Like the best comic protagonists, Nick takes herself too seriously, which guarantees her orderly universe will become untethered. Enter Mark Ruffalo as Paul, the freewheeling hetero-bachelor restaurateur. Over the meal, Nick wears a frozen smile, but questions him with visible distaste. But there are frequent cuts to the fascinated kids, Mia Wasikowska's studious Joni and Josh Hutcherson's Laser, who's struggling in school, doing drugs, unable to conform to Nick's view of him. Although he doesn't speak here, he's especially taken by his bio dad's view of higher education.
So, Paul, did you always know that that you wanted to be in the food services industry?
I always liked food.
No, I was asking because I remember when I was reading your file back when we were looking for, sperm. Sure. Anyway, you said that you were studying international relations.
Oh, yeah, wow, that was a long time ago. I was considering it, but then I dropped out of school.
Oh. You dropped out of college?
Yeah, it just wasn't my thing.
No, huh? Why's that?
I don't know, it just seemed like a massive waste of money after a while. You know, I was just sitting on my ass listening to people spout ideas I could just as easily have learned in a book.
Oh. Okay.
Well, I'm not saying that I think that higher learning uniformly blows.
Oh.
You know, I think college is great for some people. Joni, I'm sure you're going to love it. But just, I'm a doer. That's all I learn. That's just me. I'm weird that way, I guess.
Director Lisa Cholodenko is best known for the amusing, though finally tragic, lesbian love story High Art. But for The Kids Are All Right, she collaborated with a more commercial screenwriter, Stuart Blumberg. They contrive a flirtation between Paul and Jules, played by Julianne Moore, whose lyric ditheriness carries echoes of Diane Keaton. But as a duettist, Moore is in a class of her own. She takes on the rhythms of her co-stars, suggesting how marriage to the strong-willed Nick has kept Jules soft and suggestible. It's easy to see why Paul charms her, since Ruffalo has a magnetic flakiness, and when Paul tries to reach out to his newfound family, he's touchingly awkward. The kid actors are more than all right. The watchful Wasikowska shows the wheels turning in Joni's head, trying to reassemble the puzzle pieces of her life, and Hutcherson lets you glimpse the person fighting to emerge from under layers of defenses. Chaladenko has a female partner and a child, and in a political climate hostile to gay families, it must be hard for her even to suggest that two moms might not be enough. But she's a true dramatist. She tests what is presumably her own design for living. She bombards it with every satirical weapon in her arsenal. Then she picks up the pieces and rebuilds. But Chaladenko also wants you to see that despite the gaps in the pioneer family life of Nick and Jules, Joni and Laser have enough of a foundation, enough love, to grope their way to all rightness. The self-satire of The Kids Are All Right is so rich, so hilarious, so healthy, you wonder how anyone could find a reason to vote against it.
David Edelstein is film critic for New York Magazine.